I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. Today I'm talking with Daniel Dae Kim. You guys know that he starred on Lost, and now he's about to take on the reboot of Hawaii 5-0. Daniel stars as Detective Chin-Ho Kelly, and when he took the role, he said he was looking to play someone different than Jin, and I'm kind of betting he wanted to stay in Hawaii, too. I got a chance to talk to Daniel at this year's Comic-Con about the new version of Hawaii 5-0, Lost, and a whole lot more. Now, this was a roundtable interview, so it's going to be a little noisy, but enjoy.
Once again, you're shooting in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be different about, or what has been different about this experience versus obviously?
I'm not in a jungle.
Okay.
I'm in climate-controlled situations.
Okay.
I'm not dirty, and my clothes don't have holes in them. So yeah, those are all very different. You know, it's a very different sensibility to the show. Lost was epic in scale. It told a large story with sci-fi elements. This show is more action-oriented. It's more, it's faster than people like to say high octane. And you know, it's a familiar kind of a story. Cops and robbers. Bad guys, good guys.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. In this story, the other guys had said that you're a much more physical actor in this versus what you've done in the past. Are you doing your own stunts?
I will do whatever they will let me do. Let's put it that way. I like doing my own stunts, and I've done my own stunts as long as I've been an actor. And so I've had to learn a motorcycle, and there will be limits to what I can do on that motorcycle because I have a wife and kids who want to see me come home every day. But other than that, I'm anxious and excited.
Thank you.
When it comes to buddy cop dynamics, what sort of models did you look at when you were trying to develop your rapport on screen for the show?
For me, I rewatched Lethal Weapon and 48 Hours, because those to me were great buddy cop shows that films, I should say, that had elements of action and comedy together.
Have you ever watched the original series?
The original Hawaii 5-0? I saw a couple of episodes to prepare for the role in this one. But, you know, television sensibilities have changed since that was on, and so we try and pay respect to everything that show was, and at the same time create something new for a different generation.
Can you give us a preview of a couple of, say, water cooler moments that you can reveal about getting yourself into trouble on the network?
I would say watch the first 10 minutes of the pilot and ask yourself if this is a TV show, you know, or a film.
Well, in the pilot, there's really high production value, you know, beautiful panoramic scenery and lots of action. Is that sort of the same kind of thing we can expect going, you know, in future episodes?
I think so. I mean, our executive producers, whom you talked to already,
mm-hmm.
They're really ambitious, and they want to make this so-called event television.
Right.
And in order to do that, you have to bring the event.
Yeah, what was the feel of joining a really more traditional television show after being on one of the probably most innovative, weirdest network shows in television history?
Thank you for the compliment, I think. You all know that I've done my fair share of science fiction, and one of the things that appealed to me was that this was not science fiction. This was something that, in a genre that I hadn't played in very often, and I thought it was a nice departure from who Jin was on Lost. So, as an actor, I'm always looking to challenge and diversify, and this was a step in that direction.
So you're used to being pretty secretive with the...
I know. I can actually tell you guys things instead of saying you'll have to watch.
But not too much, right?
Right. No, I mean, there's always stuff that it's...
2 minutes left.
There's always stuff that it's good to actually watch on the screen rather than know beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, but it's... Hawaii 5-0 is a different kind of show.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's not so much a mystery that gets solved over a number of seasons as much over a couple of episodes.
My question is, how do you follow up to Lost and to make your character as memorable as the Jin character in that series?
It's hard to make a comparison between the two in that way because they're very different. But I know that in this particular genre and kind of show, we'll look to make a mark by having some interesting characters, first and foremost, some great action, and you know, the beautiful island of Hawaii. We were able to showcase Hawaii in a way that Lost really wasn't able to because it was supposed to be an unnamed island in the Pacific. Yeah.
Great, thank you.
Do you worry about people coming that have watched you on Lost and coming to watching you now and expecting to see Jin?
No, I don't worry about it. I look forward to it. You know, because I get my fair share of people who think that I am Jin. So I'm looking forward to having people say, "Wait a second, the guy can speak English," you know, you know, and so, and you know, he's not married, so it'll be a welcome change.
Thanks, Daniel, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor, and please tell your friends about us. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.